Doing well.
You're really bundled up.
Well, I got a text at 5 o'clock this morning that said, FYI, snow. And I got nervous.
Yeah?
So I'm wearing a thermal shirt underneath.
You're actually bundled up.
I am.
Okay.
And a big old wool sweater because I was told that it was snowing. In fact, FYI, this campus is on a 1-hour delay.
APS is on a 2-hour delay.
That's right. A lot of places are actually. 21st Century Public Academy, Albuquerque Academy, APS, Albuquerque Revival Church. Lots of places, bro. Baca Community School, 2-hour delay. C&M, 2-hour delay. Christian Heritage Academy, 2-hour delay. Cimarron Municipal Schools, 2-hour delay. Lots of 2-hour delays. We can post them to our Facebook page.
We can just post the website.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We should do that. The Digital Arts and Technology, data. They're on a 2-hour delay.
El Camino.
Dude, I want an El Camino so badly. It'd be so sweet.
I'm talking about the academy.
I know. When I was in Nashville, I saw one. It was like $1,200.
Ooh.
I should have just bought it.
Why
and drove
didn't
it back.
You? Because you probably wouldn't have been able to drive it back.
Right.
Gallup, let's see.
Yeah.
I always
wonder. Evangel Christian Academy, 2-hour delay. Western Heights Christian School, 2-hour delay.
Estancia Municipal Schools, 2-hour delay.
Pretty much everybody's on
East
a
Mountain
delay,
High School, 2-hour delay.
Which is great because the roads are totally clear.
Yeah, they are fine.
Kirtland Air Force Base, 2-hour delay.
How do we know they're fine? We just drove here.
Yeah, we just drove here.
You
and
didn't have any snow at your house.
Snow. I'm on the west side. West side's like,
you guys get snow.
Dude, we get snow. So I was really excited. I got all bundled
up. Which is why we told you there was snow.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't snow on your side, and I'm sorry about that.
UNM starts at 10 a.m. UNM Gallup, UNM Taust, UNM Valencia County, all 2-hour delays. So there you go.
I got to represent. Where's Moriarty? Yeah. Are they even on the list?
Oh, yeah, right. I skipped them. Moriarty, Edgewood Schools, 2-hour delay.
Okay, see? Got to represent.
Pretty much everybody's on a 2-hour delay.
Good morning.
My sinuses, 2-hour delay. I feel dreadful today, so.
Yesterday, I went home, and I could not keep my eyes open. I'm pretty sure my body's fighting something.
Yeah.
And so I slept until I had to get up and then pick up my husband from work.
Wow.
And then I went back, then I got home, and I went back to sleep. So nice. I kept waking up to, like, 5 texts on my phone, and when I responded, I didn't know what I was saying.
You're, like, completely out of it.
Yeah.
Stever.
Hey, we always get these calls.
Right.
So I noticed who was not on this list.
Oh, okay.
Bernalillo and Rio Rancho.
Ooh, okay. Bernalillo, Rio Rancho.
Get to school.
Get to school. Wake up now.
Yeah, because you guys are troopers and you're not scared of the streets.
It's slush. It's not. It's like barely anything on the road.
Yeah.
What's going to cause an accident is the snow that you left on your car flying back into your windshield.
But what you don't know, Mitch, is, I mean, you know, we live close. So,
hey, I live on the west side.
Hey, go east from here, man.
I'm just saying.
Go north from here.
Whatever.
And actually, go to nmroads.com if you're going to travel the state. Or,
there you go.
What do you dial? 511?
Sure. I have no idea.
Why not?
nmroads.com.
Start with 3, build your way up. 311, 411, whatever. One of them will tell you.
If you get to 911, don't do it.
Don't do that one. Don't do that one. Stop at 8. Stop at 8. Static!
Hey!
Hi!
This is Jit. I live on the west side and go to school in Rio Rancho. There's no snow over here.
There's none.
The school.
Yeah, Rio Rancho not on a 2-hour delay, so.
Oh, yeah. Because Rio Rancho rocks, and they know how to not be scared of anything.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. We're not afraid of a little snow.
Well, there isn't any snow.
Right. There's none. There's none. It's terrible.
No. Rio Rancho just likes to make their students miserable.
No. It's good for you guys because that means at the end of the year when you're getting out of school before APS because you didn't take a bunch of 2-hour delays and days off because, you know.
It's also teaching you perseverance and endurance.
Boom!
I guess it's good, but I'm a senior, so I'm getting out early anyways.
Okay. All right. So why are you complaining?
POD.
We'll play you some POD. Thanks for calling. That was awesome.
That's Pio Rancho.
Yes, that's right. For some POD.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play some.
Okay.
Yeah, so everybody except for Bernalillo and Rio Rancho, 2-hour delay pretty much.
Basically.
We'll give you the list. You can go to facebook.com/mystaticradio. We've got it all there.
There you go.
for your viewing pleasure. And now we got some POD for some PO Rancho. Song's called Southtown. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The digital age. Oh my god. That's the name of the song.
Armageddon.
Yeah. Except, you know.
Except it actually means what it's supposed to mean.
It is Thursday. I'm excited. Theology Thursday on Thursday today.
That's right.
Jarrett coming in the
Fast
9 o'clock
Jared.
Hour. Snow not coming down.
Snow done.
It looks great outside, though, from our windows.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I'm really sad it's going to disappear in like an hour.
2 hour delays all over, unless you live in the Bernalillo Rio Rancho area, where we got nothing.
Yeah.
But down here, there's some snow on the ground, so APS, a lot of places, 2 hour delay.
You can get to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, for a link to the school closures.
That's right. Our campus, you're 1 hour
delay.
1 hour
delay.
So there you go.
But we didn't take that 1 hour delay, did we?
No, we did not.
That is right.
We're here, yo.
We're always here.
Yeah. So I'm excited. We got a good show today. We got, hopefully Clay coming in. He was on ABQ Connect on her sister station yesterday.
He was sick.
Sounds terrible.
You know what? He can call in.
Yeah.
He can also call in.
Really hoping that that's not contagious.
It doesn't matter anyway, because we already have whatever it is.
I'm hoping mine's just sinuses. That's what I'm holding out for.
Yeah, yesterday, I was looking through photo like the Instagrams on my phone.
Yeah.
And I was laying down on my bed, and I could not keep my eyes open. Usually when I'm looking at my phone, I can just be on my phone for hours.
That could be sinus stuff.
I fell asleep pretty fast. It felt like my body was fighting something.
Because you can't breathe.
No, I can breathe.
This is sinus stuff.
I can breathe.
Oh, see, I can't breathe.
Oh.
I can't hear anything. It's all like muffled.
Oh, that's probably sinuses.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm fighting with you over what your body is doing.
WebMD said. Gosh.
Sorry.
So anyways, 2 hour delay, be careful on the roads out here, because even though they are totally clear, people freak out and drive like, I don't know what, fools. Yeah, so anyways.
It's true, just drive normal because the roads aren't bad.
Yeah, they're not. So, yeah, get to work, get to wherever, unless you happen to work for said APS or whatever.
And then just stay home for
a
bit.
2 hour delay. 2 hour delay.
That's
but
right.
But yeah, there's snow on the ground over here. It looks cool from this window.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. It looks like there's stuff going on out here. It is Thursday. It is 6:30-ish, which means Thursday News Day.
It might be really boring. Yes.
All right.
Breaking news. A Chinese businessman is so disgusted by how polluted the river is in his hometown that he has offered an environmental official $32,000 to swim in it.
What?
To swim in a polluted river.
Are you serious? I would swim in a polluted river for $32,000. I'll do it.
The businessman said the official must swim in the river for 20 minutes to collect.
Okay.
That will be tough since the river is so clogged with floating debris that it hardly flows and little water can be seen on the surface.
Maybe not. That sounds like the trash compactor scene in Star Wars, so maybe I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Okay. It's pretty bad.
Ready?
Breaking news. A 38-year-old Manhattan resident, George Lutz, has broken a world record by playing the iconic video game Q-Bert for 84 hours and 48 minutes on a single credit.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What?
That is right. Lutz was able to take 5 minutes of rest for every hour of play, but because pausing the game wasn't an option, the way to keep the game going was by amassing enough lives so it didn't end during the downtime. In the arcade classic, the orange character Q-Bert must change cubes in a pyramid to a specific color by jumping on them while staying clear of enemies.
Yeah.
He decided to go for the record with Q-Bert because it's just one control, no buttons, so I can eat while I play.
That's a good idea. How many hours?
84 hours and 48 minutes.
Oh, man.
That is more than 3 days.
That's not a waste at all. Let's just listen to him play. Stand by. Oh, wait. Jump left. Snake. Oh. Good job, Cubert.
Okay.
Good job. Wait, he's still playing.
Are you done yet? When are you going to lose?
Fine. Stop. Just wanted to watch Cubert.
So lame.
Cubert was in
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
I never played the game. I wasn't.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Breaking news. A Department of Motor Vehicle Workers in New Jersey called police on a man who insisted on wearing a pasta strainer on his head during the taking of his driver's license photo. South Brunswick police officers responded to the driver's facility where Aaron Williams said the strainer was a religious head covering and he had to wear it in his driver's license photo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he believed in the flying spaghetti monster, I bet. Right? Williams said he practices Pastafarianism, a movement...
Stop it right now! This is the greatest story I've ever heard in my life.
Can I continue? A movement opposing teaching in schools of intelligent design and creationism, Pastafarianism.
Pastafarianism?
He believes in the flying spaghetti monster. Police advised Williams that the pasta strainer was not approved by the MVD, and he would have to apply the state to. He would have to apply to the state to.
Your music just kind of ended. Would you like to? Okay, sorry.
Police advised Williams that the pasta strainer was not approved by the MVD office, and he would have to apply to the state to wear it in his license photo. Williams reluctantly agreed to have his picture taken without the strainer.
Dude.
Pastafarian would not take his spaghetti strainer off his head.
It's pretty amazing. I love it. Yes, yes. What?
For the word of God says.
That's right, the Pastafarian.
Pastafarian.
Speakable and full of glory.
Say what?
I mean, I give thanks and praise. Everything, wow.
Okay, that's enough. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
That was my favorite story I think you've ever told. That was a good one.
A woman in Granbury, Texas called 911 at around 1 a.m. because she was desperately in need of cigarettes. When the cops showed up, it wasn't to deliver a carton of smokes. It was to arrest her and book her on charge of abusing 911. 911.
Where's the 11? Before the throne. Static radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is, where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you?
I need that
paper. Yes. Right. It's Thursday. It is a 2-hour delay. For most places.
For no reason.
Hey, there's snow on the ground.
There is snow on the trees, not on the ground.
This is true. This is very, very true. But it could be, I don't know.
You know
it's
what?
Just a nice
there could be a crazy cold front coming in. We don't even know about it. It's all going to freeze. So there's a 2-hour delay for a reason.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. So good news is everybody else that's not us gets a 2-hour delay. Good job, you guys.
Hey, woo!
We're excited for you. We're excited for you. It is totally not coming down, but... I'm hoping it does a little later.
Me too.
Then we'll get a 2-hour, what is that? Closure? Early maybe?
Pre-closure, 2 hours.
Did they do that?
Yes, they have.
Oh, okay. It looks beautiful outside.
It does. I really don't want it to disappear.
Be careful when you're driving around, though, because the roads are wet still, mm-hmm. and there's still snow on the sidewalks.
And everyone else around you, unless they're listening to the station as well, they're going to be also afraid of the roads.
Exactly. So there you go. 2-hour delay for most places, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted all of the closures, but APS, UNM, CNM, 2-hour delay.
I think that's the thing about driving in the snow is that everyone's afraid of the roads, but they should be afraid of other drivers.
Yes, they should. True story.
Mm-hmm.
True story. Well, it is 6:45. It is Thursday, and it is time. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
It's time for birthdays.
We have a lot of good birthdays today. Happy February 21st. Happy birthday to anyone who has a birthday on February 21st.
Not me. Mine's in July.
First to Christopher Atkins, who is in Blue Lagoon.
Oh, of course. 47.
52.
Ah.
To Tyne Daly from Cagney and Lacey and also Judging Amy.
Oh, right. Tyne. Good old Tyne.
Maybe teen.
She or he is 63. Right.
67.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Skipping around. To Billy Baldwin from Gossip Girl, Backdraft, and Fair Game.
Ah, yes. The Baldwin brother that no one remembers.
Yes.
William. 42.
50.
Wow.
Astronauts Mark and Scott Kelly. Mark is married to Gabriel Giffords. I don't know.
Are they twins or something?
I don't know. They must be.
42.
49.
Dang it. Ah.
To Charlotte Church. She sings opera.
I don't know who that is. 19.
Well, she's 27.
Oh, okay.
But she was a lot younger when she started singing opera.
I don't know.
I remember being very intrigued by her because when she sings, her mouth moves when she has the vibrato.
I don't know what that is. I mean, I know what vibrato is. I don't know who she is.
Okay. To Ellen Page from Juno and Inception.
No, you didn't even name the good one. She's going to be Shadow Cat in the next X-Men movie.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's really what it's about.
Okay.
She was in the third X-Men movie as Shadow Cat, as Kitty Pryde, and it was pretty bad, but apparently she's reprising her role.
And how old is she?
It's better. 26.
She's 26.
Is she really? Yes! That was a guess!
Here we go.
This is like the sick dance. So really, it's more like... Yeah. I quit. It hurts too much to breathe.
Okay. Also from the Harry Potter movies.
No way. Harry Potter.
As well as Die Hard.
What?
Alan Rickman. Snape.
You should have said a Die Hard first, dude.
Well, I like him.
He's Hans Gruber. And then he was Snape.
No. He was Snape in all 8 of the movies.
Yeah, no, I know, obviously, but he was Hans Gruber well before. 25 years ago, actually. Die Hard celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. Seaver.
He was the Sheriff of Nottingham.
He was the Sheriff of Nottingham and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
And
Christian Slater had the worst accent of all time.
And wasn't he also in one of those movies? No, just kidding. That wasn't him. That was
Grab Thor's hammer.
That was Jason Isaacs. Never mind.
No, he was in Galaxy Quest.
He was in Galaxy Quest.
Okay.
Whatever that hammer dude was. And he hated the role.
He was also in Dogma, but should we talk about that?
That's right. Forgot about that.
The angel.
Yeah. Gosh. Dude, he's been in some movies.
He has. How old is Alan Rickman?
Oh, I don't want to get this wrong.
Sixty-seven.
Ah. He's 67 years old?
He doesn't look like he's that old, huh?
He looks good.
Yeah, he looks really good for 67. Next up from CSI...
Just regular CSI?
Just a CSI.
Okay.
William Peterson.
He's not in CSI anymore.
Well, he was.
He was in CSI.
How old is he?
Stever?
I don't have a guess. He was in Manhunter, too.
Remember? That's the bearded dude, right?
But he was in, like...
You guys aren't thinking of, like, the best movie he was in.
What are you talking about? No, yeah, you know what? He was in To Live and Die in L.A.
He was Pat Garrett in Young Guns 2.
Oh, come on.
He was Pat Garrett in Young Guns 2!
I don't even know it.
Worst Western ever.
I'm turning your mic off. Goodbye. I really did. I hope he's not talking. I turned him off. He's gone!
How old is William...
Hold on!
...Peterson?
Only the name change! 60. He's 60. How old is he?
What's your final guess?
56. How old is he?
Final guess?
56.
He's 60.
No! Are you kidding? Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for letting me come back.
Yeah, you know.
Actually, you know what redeemed that movie?
Huh.
Terrence Stamp.
Terrence Stamp?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, that's why they all became Young Guns.
That's true.
Ah.
That's true.
All makes so much sense now.
Oh, man. All right.
She plays Alice Cullen in the Twilight films. Ashley Green. Uh-huh.
27?
She's 26.
Oh! Man, I'm, like, so close today.
What have I accomplished in my life?
Yeah.
She's 26. Let's see. Going through. Okay, this one is the one I thought you might... Okay. She's from Ghost Whisperer, as well as from Party of Five. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
35.
She's 34.
Dang it.
And
oh, right, she's 34. I'm not 35. I'm 34.
Yes.
I knew that. I'm not 35.
Not 35. You guys are the same age.
I know. Trust me. I know. I thought I was 35. That's not fair. Can I get a redo on that one? I thought I was 35 for a second. I'm not 35. That's not fair. I know that one. Mitch, I know that one. Mitch, you gotta give me a redo.
No, because you already know the age now. You have to get the next few right. I have two more.
Okay.
From Frasier, Cheers, X-Men, The Last Stand.
Mm-hmm. He played Beast.
Kelsey Grammer.
Ah, yes. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody 62.
58.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He doesn't age well.
The next one. Ready?
Yeah.
From Star Wars.
Oh, no. I'm not going to get this.
C-3PO.
Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels.
Yes!
Is.
Come on, you got to give me credit for knowing Anthony Daniels.
I give you credit for knowing Anthony Daniels.
Here's the deal. If he doesn't come back as C-3PO in this next trilogy... They're already talking about his replacement. I'm going to lose my mind because there can only be one C-3PO, and it's Anthony Daniels.
How
because
old
there's
is he?
A three in it, I'm going to say 63. Because C-3PO, I don't know.
He's 67.
He's 67?
Wow.
Amazing.
How was your
birthday?
Birthday.
Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello.
Good morning, Matthew from Albuquerque. Did you wake up late because you're on a two-hour delay?
Yep, and I wasn't even aware about it either until my mom came to wake me up.
What is your favorite line Anthony Daniels ever delivered in Star Wars?
Who's Anthony Daniels?
He is C-3PO!
I don't even know who that is.
Oh.
You've never seen...
Snap.
Okay, I haven't... Matthew from Albuquerque. I am not a huge Star Wars fan, but I know who C-3PO is.
Have you ever seen Star Wars?
No, I've heard of it.
Wait.
You've heard of it.
This is our next generation.
Yeah.
This?
Well, don't worry. They're coming out with more movies, so they feel inclined to watch the other Star Wars.
No. Matthew from Albuquerque, really, buddy?
Yep. Never heard of it.
You gotta watch the Star Wars movies now.
You don't have to.
No, you gotta.
No.
Hey, guys, you guys really should see my house up here. Oh, Lord. You have snow everywhere.
Yeah,
oh, there's snow.
There's snow? You got snow? Huh?
That's good. Yeah, but now I've got the scraped windshield, which I'm only going to ask my sister to do later.
Nice. Hey, you're doing a good deed. While you're doing that, you should go talk to your mother about why you've never, ever seen Star Wars. Okay? You go to her and say, Mother, why? I thought you raised me better than this. That's what you say.
Hey, have you guys seen my cousin around the Calvary lately?
Around the Calvary.
Around the Calvary.
Of course, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she is such an awesome person, ain't she?
She is amazing.
She is.
She's incredible. What can we play for you, Matthew?
Well, let's see. This morning, I want someone to think. Can you guys just pick out some Amberlin for me?
Absolutely.
Yes, we will.
Absolutely.
Pick out some Amberlin, and I'm going to put this out. To Miss Montano.
Oh, Miss Montano.
Second assistant principal at LBJ. I'm going to dedicate that out to her.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day, Matthew.
Oops. Today is also...
No. Hold on.
You're not done yet.
I'm not done yet. What is this universe coming to? That's our next generation.
Yeah, it started with me.
Oh, the humanity!
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
I was wondering if you guys could play some Supernova Sunrise for me by We Are Leo.
Okay, here's the question.
All right.
What is your favorite line that Anthony Daniels says in Star Wars? It's his birthday. It's his birthday!
C-3PO is not my favorite.
That's okay.
Can I maybe give you Yoda?
Sure. I'll take Yoda.
All right. Do or do not, there is no try.
Boom! I will accept that!
Thank you.
Play a request. Thank you so much.
Have a great morning.
You too.
You too. What's your favorite line that C-3PO says in the Star Wars?
Oh, gosh, that's... Wow.
What is... No, tell me.
That's such a big question. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, I'll say it wrong, so I'll let you say it. About playing that game with the Wookiee.
Ah, yes. New strategy, let the Wookiee win. Mark II, I advise a new strategy. Let the Wookiee win. Do you know that in trivia, the first line delivered in said movie... C-3PO.
Yeah? What do you say?
Does it really matter at this point?
Because you don't know.
Nope.
Okay. You don't know what the line is?
You know what, Mitch? Don't do this. Not today.
I'm just saying.
It's Anthony Daniels' birthday, and nobody knows who he is!
I know who he is now.
They're already talking about replacing him for the new trilogy, which coming up actually got some really, really good news about the new trilogy. All three people who have actually seen the original Star Wars movies will care. We gotta take a break.
Okay.
It's just before 7.
It is.
I know you have stuff to say.
I just have 3 more things to say.
We'll talk about that right after the break.
Are you sure?
I'm gonna go take a walk.
Take a walk. Take a lap.
Just clear my mind.
Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Star Wars people. Childhood.
Yeah, I know. Your childhood. Not my childhood.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Unifier, song called Spotless. Static Radio. Good morning.
7:34.
Which means you can either be in bed or slowly getting ready. It's a 2-hour delay in Albuquerque for most places. Unless you have a job, in which case you have to come to work.
No, we had a 1-hour delay.
We do here, but,
Calvary campus is on a 1-hour delay, but we decided to show up on time.
Yes, I wonder how this works for parents, though, because, you know, kids on a 2-hour delay. Parents still actually have to, you know, go to work. I'm just saying. So, 2-hour delay today for APS, for UNM, for CNM, and a plethora of other places. Sorry, Rio Rancho and Bernalillo, you guys, well, actually, not sorry, you guys are awesome. You guys are throwing down and actually going to work and school on time. So, good job, you.
Yes.
You win. Or lose, depending on your perspective. But anyways.
Whatevs. Today is also Anthony Daniels' birthday.
It's C-3PO Day!
He is 67 years old.
Yep!
Happy birthday, Anthony Daniels.
We actually got a few people putting their favorite lines from Star Wars.
Oh, we do.
Being that it's Anthony Daniels' birthday, we asked for the best 3PO lines.
Jed says, my favorite Star Wars line, I am a Jedi like my father before me, from the greatest Star Wars movie, Return of the Jedi. That's what he says.
No, I know, and I mostly agree. It's just, you know, that's not an Anthony Daniels C-3PO line.
We're looking for Anthony Daniels.
But you know what, bro? Right? Right?
Okay. Not actually, this is from Micah. He says, not actually a quote from the movie, but a quote by Anthony Daniels. I was like, have I been saying it wrong?
No, it's Anthony Daniels.
Instant connection. Happy birthday, Mr. Daniels. When I saw the painting by this design artist, the eyes of the character looked deep into my soul. He was a very forlorn figure with an abandoned air. He really did look into my soul. We made this tremendous contact on the first time he saw the sketch of C-3PO.
Wow. He took that role very seriously.
He sure did.
So there you go, 3PO. Happy birthday, bro. 67 years old. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got Jarrett coming in studio. Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. We're going to be talking a little bit about Demon Hunter.
It is Theology Thursday.
It is.
On Thursday. And so we're going to finally get to that.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this. Esquire had a big article about Demon Hunter, this Christian metal band, as they quoted them as. But interesting stuff coming out of this. Osama bin Laden's shooter, who they identified as the shooter, said that Metallica originally was the music they used during interrogation techniques, during torture tactics, if you will. And Metallica got wind of it and said, hey, please don't use our music because we don't want to promote violence. Which was interesting because their first record was called Kill 'Em All. But anyways, so he stopped using the music and they found Demon Hunter. And it became a big deal because the shooter and the SEAL team that went in and took out Osama bin Laden were talking in depth about Demon Hunter and the fact that all of them had a Demon Hunter patch on during that mission. Mm-hmm. And so the shooter, sporting his Demon Hunter patch, rocking some Demon Hunter, and took out Osama bin Laden.
So that's become an interesting topic.
Yeah, it has. Because originally, the first statement was that Demon Hunter volunteered their music, also detailing how the Navy SEAL 6 team reached out to them. But Demon Hunter, in an updated statement, said, no. We never, ever, ever volunteered our music. In fact, I have a statement from Demon Hunter. We'll get into all that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But
yes. Okay, I have something
definitely
to talk.
Interesting.
I have something to talk about.
Yeah.
So we all have our shows here that we love to watch.
Of course.
I love Downton Abbey.
Yes, you do.
I love Downton Abbey.
I have some audio for you, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
What is that? Okay.
It's a deleted scene from Downton Abbey. We can get into that a little later.
Okay.
Yeah.
We both kind of maybe watched a little show about zombies.
I don't know what you're talking about. Zombies.
Zombies, yeah. This is just a show, a random show about zombies. I don't know. We like it.
Watch or watched?
Watch.
Because I watch.
Well, I haven't watched it lately. What have you done for me lately?
Okay, so?
So, I don't know if you're going to play the audio for me. Maybe I'll wait.
No. What were you going to... You wanted to talk about something.
Oh, yeah. There's a new show in that Norwegians love. The TV program is on the topic of firewood. Consists mostly of people in parkas chatting and chopping in the woods, and then 8 hours of fire burning in a fireplace.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. But here's the thing. No sooner had it begun on prime time on Friday night than angry responses came pouring in. They said, we received about 60 text messages from people complaining about the stacking in the program. Said,
what?
Said one of the dudes, I can't pronounce his name. He has a best-selling book, Solid Wood, all about chopping, drying, and stacking wood. 50% complained that the bark was facing up, and the rest complained that the bark was facing down. He explained one thing that really divides Norway is bark.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm never going to Norway.
So,
that sounds so boring.
They watch hours of...
8 hours.
8 hours of, I guess, firewood burning, but also people chopping the firewood. Like, do they just really watch how this firewood is? Oh, this is crazy. Like, they chop the wood, they talk about it, they stack it, people complain.
So the good news is, Downton Abbey is not the most boring sounding show I've ever heard of now. It's the second most boring.
It's amazing.
So, I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, Dexter, who, said, yeah, didn't you hear there was actually a deleted scene at the end because people were really upset about the finale.
Yeah.
8.2 million, I believe. 8.4 million viewers for the season finale on PBS, which has climbed tremendously.
No, you're going to trick me. You're gonna
I'm not tricking me. You. This is audio. Okay. This is actual audio from the cast of Downton Abbey to kind of, you know, lighten the fact that people went down. People went down.
Okay.
So I thought I'd help you
so
out.
So is this a spoiler?
I don't know.
If this is a spoiler...
I don't know.
Then you better let us know.
Okay.
Okay, so if you've not seen the finale of Downton Abbey and you are going to, turn off the radio right now.
Maybe, I don't know.
See,
how do you know?
Okay.
This is a happy.
Maybe not. Maybe
this
not.
Is the way
You're
it was going
me.
To. They were turning on, you know, Cousin Matthew in the call, right? Hey, he's in the call. I'm just going to turn on the radio. And what do I hear? I don't know. Oh, yeah. What? My world's like what? Yeah. It's the cast of Downton Abbey.
You don't know.
Huh?
You don't know.
You're beautiful.
And you saw
what I am.
You're
upset.
What
I am.
You're so desperate.
What I'm
looking
at. Try to bring a smile to your face.
You
don't.
You know you're beautiful.
You really know the song.
What makes you beautiful.
There you go.
That
That's
is
it.
Amazing.
It's a cast of Downton Abbey covering What Makes You Beautiful right there. And or some genius dude who edited the words from the show.
That is amazing.
To make the show seem way less boring than it actually is.
It's not boring.
Yeah.
What is boring is that one thing that does not divide Norway apparently is the love of discussing Norwegian wood.
That is so...
Nearly a million people, or 20% of the population, tuned in at some point to the program. which was all about chopping firewood and then stacking it either with the bark face up or face down and then proceeding to burn the wood.
Now, was it... Were there zombies or anything?
No zombies.
Were they telling you how to chop wood to prepare you for the zombies that were coming later
nothing,
in the show?
Nothing.
Man, this show sounds boring.
Okay, so...
Come on, listen to this theme song!
It's amazing.
Even the theme song's boring, Mitch. Just get over it.
It's not a long theme song. Sometimes they don't even play it.
Man, it's terrible. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
So they chop the wood and then they light it and then like for 8 hours it just burns on your TV?
Yes, and I guess people sit there and like watch it burn.
So it's kind of like a fireplace.
Yes.
Except it doesn't get warm.
Exactly.
Wow, this is the worst television show idea ever. Good old Norwegians.
Oh my gosh. My first thought was, well, why not make a TV show about firewood, said Mr. Nuklist in an interview. And that eventually cut down to a 12-hour show with 4 hours of ordinary produced television and then 8 hours of showing a fireplace. I'm sorry, it was wrong. It's 12 hours.
It's a 12-hour show?
Yeah.
Per episode? That's a long season.
There is no question.
What?
you said that didn't...
That's a log season. Thing. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you got that. Keep going.
There's no question that it's a popular topic. Solid wood spent more than a year on the nonfiction bestseller list in Norway.
We're starting our own reality show, Mitch.
Stupid. I cannot believe that.
We're going to start a reality TV show because if that can make it to television and get a gajillion viewers, our boring television show about a morning show.
Quote.
Good work.
Quote. I could not go to bed because I was so excited. A viewer called and said.
This is not real. Is this in The Onion?
No, it's not. No.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes.
Is this real life?
When will they add new logs? Just before I managed to tear myself away, they must have opened the flue a little because just then a flame shot a little higher.
Wow. All right. That's it.
It's not. It's the New York Times.
I can't believe this. All right. Well, lies. Lies. That is not fun television. That is awful. Good news. Speaking of lies, I've got a list of lies mainstream nutritionists are telling us. Huh? Yeah, we get to stay lazy and fat.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Guys. Sounds good. I'm still stuck on this story.
No, I know. Go ahead.
People love it. I don't know.
Enjoy. Okay. Enjoy. Enjoy your Downton Abbey and your 8 hours of firewood, because they sound about as interesting.
People are really excited about it in Norway.
We're going to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Matt and Toby, also some Circa Survive coming up. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Bam, 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 bam.
Just after 8 o'clock now.
Bam, bam.
Sorry. Steve-O and the human guitar. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It is a snow day.
It is. And I don't know what this means, but Diane on Facebook says it's all APS schools now.
All right. All APS schools, 2-hour delay. Yeah.
It's still looking kind of like gloomy outside. I like it.
Yeah, the snow's starting to come down in random places throughout town. So be careful driving around. Still 2-hour delay. UNM on a 2-hour delay. CNM on a 2-hour delay. Calvin Campus here. We're on a 1-hour delay.
1 hour.
9 a.m. We open up here now. So SoPo is already open.
Is already open as well as Parchments.
Yeah. So there you go. Happy Thursday. Now, speaking of SoPo and food, I'm not necessarily the healthiest eater of sorts.
You're healthier. You're not super,
really?
Super healthy.
Are you trying to be nice right now?
Well, yeah. But
you're trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Although, I'm not going to lie, I do appreciate it when you call and you're like, hey, I'm at this place. Want some fries? And I'm like, yes! Yes, I do!
I rarely, if ever, go to places where they give you fries.
I've done it once.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe twice.
Ever.
Once.
In the, like, years I've known you.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
You've done it twice.
Yeah, twice. Ever. I don't eat super unhealthy. However... there's a bunch of, like, lies that people will tell you.
Okay.
Like eggs being unhealthy for you. Have you heard this one?
Yes.
Not that you care, because you hate eggs.
I hate eggs.
Which is weird to me.
They taste so gross.
They are amazing!
Mm-mm.
Well, apparently, eggs being unhealthy is a lie. They say they contain a large amount of cholesterol and therefore believed to increase the risk of heart disease. But recently,
the yolk. Not the whites, the yolk.
Well, it's been proven that the cholesterol in your diet doesn't really raise the cholesterol in blood. In fact, eggs primarily raise the good cholesterol and are not associated with increased risk of heart disease. So, egg away, bro. Egg away.
Well, or you could eat Cheerios, which helps regulate something with cholesterol.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You don't even know that.
I don't.
This
I don't
is like
know
a
that.
Real list from real things.
I know is what the box says.
Exactly.
Okay?
Man. You're that person.
Whatever.
Like the idea that,
I'm that person?
Yeah. Yeah, like, ooh, this is low fat. That must be good for me, right? Ah, low fat. I'm going to eat this because it's low fat. Mm. Oh.
No. I know that when, like, the rapper says, no trans fat, that just means there's not enough for them to say that there are.
Foods with low fat, obviously, when you taste them, they don't necessarily taste as good as, say, normal food. Right?
Right.
Kind of like cardboard.
Yeah. I like cardboard, too.
Well, food manufacturers know this, and therefore they add things to compensate for the lack of fat. Usually they're sweeteners, sugar, high fructose corn syrup, or artificial sweeteners like aspartame. And even though artificial sweeteners don't have calories, the evidence does not suggest they're better for you than sugar. In fact, many studies link high consumption of sweeteners with obesity, metabolic syndrome.
I don't know.
Diabetes, heart disease, premature delivery, and depression. Stop eating low-fat foods. Okay. Just eat,
just
bro.
Don't even worry about it.
Just
it's kind of like
eat.
I get confused when people go to a fast food place and then they get like a Diet Coke.
Right. Like, well, that evens it out.
Oh, of course. It tastes awful.
It does. I'm not a fan of any diet drink whatsoever.
Ugh. It tastes like pennies.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Gross.
I'm with you. Eating many meals throughout the day. Check this out. It's true that eating raises your metabolism slightly when you're digesting the meal, but it's not the total amount of food that determines the energy used. Or it is, sorry. Not the number of meals you eat. So it's not natural for the human body to be constantly in the fed state.
Ah, okay.
In nature, we used to fast from time to time, didn't eat nearly as often as we do today. And when we don't eat for a while, a cellular process called autophagy,
of course, yes, that
right?
one,
uh-huh. cleans waste products out of the cells. Fasting or not eating from time to time is actually good for you. Huh?
Ah.
Yeah, there you go.
Good to know.
Put the peanuts down, bro.
Whoa.
What?
Rude.
I'm just saying. Snacking throughout the day? Eating constantly?
Today's the first day I brought a snack to work.
I was
very
just about
long
to say.
Time.
You have a big old bag of goldfish.
No, they're whales.
Okay, let's talk about this. Is it because they're bigger? Or are they just like the generic brand?
They're the generic brand.
Do they taste as good?
They taste so much better.
Really?
Am I allowed to say that? We're talking about... they, to me...
If there's a snack I can eat 24/7, it's those little orange fishy things.
Yeah, I'll have to have you try these.
All right.
Of course, you have like taste buds of whatever because you're like, I taste plastic. I taste the plastic. Oh my gosh, was this wrapped in aluminum foil? Yep, I can taste it. I can taste it.
I have sensitive... It's my superpower.
Whatever.
If there were really a school for the X-Men, I would be there. I'm a mutant. I have very highly trained senses.
Yeah, let me... I wonder, where can that get you?
Ian at Solomon's Porch has used me to taste his soup to make sure to check because he knows
sure
that I can like go, boom. Ah, right. You went to oregano this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You used tap water, didn't you? I can tell.
I can!
I can tell. Tap
I'm
water.
I'm a superhero! I save people's lives.
You dropped this piece of potato on the ground, didn't you?
I can't deal when like things are in plastic, so therefore you having your like goldfishy thingies in your plastic bag, I will probably taste them.
Shut up.
Or at least
no,
in my brain
not.
Believe I'm tasting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. My point exactly.
So there it is. Whatever. Anyways, hey, happy birthday to Anthony Daniels. Today is his 67th birthday.
Yes, it is also National Sticky Bun Day.
It is also Feel the Force Day.
No, that's May 4th.
I just made that up. Yeah. It's not. However, a group of San Francisco Star Wars fans.
He's eating my wet.
I'm going to try these real
quick. Okay, they're good. Just try one. You can only take one.
They taste like Cheez-Its.
They taste so much
They taste
better.
Like Cheez-Its shaped like whales. Ugh.
Don't goldfish just taste like Cheez-Its?
No! Wow! Whoa!
This is so much better. These are so much better.
Nah. These taste like Cheez-Its.
You know why I knew that you're going to do this? Because you have to disagree with me on everything with food.
They taste like less good Cheez-Its. I'm telling you right now.
No, they don't. They taste amazing.
So anyways, a group of San Francisco Star Wars fans...
whales.
...have started something for Jedis in training.
Finally.
I have to get there. We're going to have Jared in at 9 o'clock. He's from San Francisco. I wonder if he still has family or house back there or something. I'll just go stay there for a while.
I'm sure he does.
At a recent class, Elaine Block. How do you say that? B-L-O-C-H. Block?
Block.
Self-proclaimed Jedi Master at Golden Gate Knights. Demonstrated a slicing
technique. Self-proclaimed.
He's got a background. Yeah, he's got a background in martial arts and stage combat.
Okay. So he could train people.
Yeah.
But can you self-proclaim? Okay.
Oh. Star Wars obviously very, very popular, so he thought, hey, let's go with this. So Star Wars geeks from all over the world have been flocking to San Francisco to take this class. People in a recent class said, quote, at first I giggled because it's a little silly. And then I realized, hey, this is actually kind of cool. I may have to go take this class.
Good luck getting there.
Why?
Because it's about 500, 600 miles away.
Yeah, I know. Not all Jedis in training there are on the good side of the Force. In fact, some came to embrace the dark side. One person said, quote, I just love Vader, period. Just his voice, the way he moved, the power of him. I just like the powerfulness of Vader.
I think they'd be upset if I walked into that room and wanted to take the class.
Why? That'd be hilarious.
Because I don't know anything about it.
If they offered that here, would you go with me and we could like do that for... See, I'm telling you. Reality show.
I would.
Reality TV show. We need to start a reality TV show where we do stupid things like this. We'll call it... It's about Albuquerque, right? And Albuquerque, let's be honest.
I was going to say, wait a second. Hasn't this already happened?
It's amazing. We love Albuquerque. Albuquerque rocks.
Doesn't it rock?
It does. You rock, Albuquerque. So what we'll do is we'll start this reality TV show, right? And we'll just go try and do some crazy things around town. It'll be super successful and probably will totally not fail. Seriously. What do you think? What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? Telling you, we'll make millions. Of pennies.
Well, that's still a lot of money.
Hey, pennies.
That's still a lot of money.
Thousands of pennies.
Thousands of pennies, yeah.
To be made on shows like this. Yep, if you don't know what we're talking about,
of pennies.
Google it.
Watch out for people driving because they are probably about to do that and you don't want to be smashed into them.
Yeah.
There is stuff going on, probably, but the website won't let me
talk about it. Come on. Thankfully, it's a 2-hour delay.
Yes, it is. Look at this. It's not working. I'm not going to even try. Look at this. Do you see this?
Traffic brought to you by Dial-Up. AOL. I like that.
Welcome. You've got mail. It's not working. It's still not working. Be careful on the roads. It looks like there are a few accidents there. It looks like there's one. Just before, if you're heading west on I-40, just before you get to I-25, it looks like it's backed
up. I'm turning your mic off. Stever.
Hey. Center lane is blocked I-40 eastbound at Carlisle.
I told you!
I-40 west of Tramway, another accident. There's accidents around the city, probably some of them not on the alert that we have, and it's just because of the weather. You're going to have to give yourself a little extra time to get in. If you're heading east out of the city towards Texas, you'll want to check road conditions at nmroads.com or call 511. If you come into an intersection that's dark or malfunctioning, treat it as a four-way stop.
Yeah, don't go into dark intersections, all right? You never know what happens. They're shady areas.
Yeah. Okay.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Forge, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Thank you, computer, for failing me yet again.
The song's going out to my bride.
She loves the song.
Yeah, and I love her.
Yeah.
And therefore, Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra. Song's called My Name is Eustace. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. our voices, the sun, Static Radio.
Good morning.
Steve on Mitch. Welcome to Thursday.
Halfway through 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and almost to a point where people are going to start going to work and school soon.
Something like that.
2-hour delay, but the weather's not getting better. Actually, it looks like it's getting worse.
It looks like it's staying the same.
Yeah.
Which is not getting better.
Gloomy, and I can't tell if the snow is actually starting to come down again or if that's just the wind blowing all the snow over. But
I really think that's the wind blowing all the snow off the
tree. All right, fine.
Sorry.
That's
I know
cool.
It's bubble burster.
I know. I didn't get to go snowboarding this year.
Oh my gosh, neither have I. But we still have a few more. No, we don't have a few more months. Dang, it's already February.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, there you go.
That sucks.
TJ on Facebook.
Thank you.
Let us know 1,100 miles to San Fran.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I figured somebody, one of three people was going to correct me.
We're going to get there. Yeah, Jarrett will be in studio in the 9 o'clock hour. Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. And, want to talk a little bit about San Fran at that point, because apparently that place is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
They got a Star Wars lightsaber academy there. I need to go. I must go now. I'm just going to go now. See you later.
Okay, cool.
You can handle it, right?
Yeah.
You
I got
can talk.
This. You know what? Because I guess women talk more than men.
Yeah.
Except in this case, between you and me, you definitely talk more than me. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I
maybe
think it's like 75-25.
Okay, anyway. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, go.
Our previous research has shown that women talk almost three times as much as men. And in fact, an average woman notches up to 20,000 words a day, which is about 13,000 more than the average man. In addition, women generally speak more quickly and devote more brain power to speaking. Yet before now... Before now, researchers haven't been able to biologically explain why this is the case. A protein gene called FOX, F-O-X-P-2, appears to be essential for the production of speech. And guess what? In a small study on children, the girls were found to have 30% more of this protein in their brains.
I wonder if that's why when the morning show's over, I shut down.
Yeah, and I'm the one who starts talking.
I've hit my allotment.
I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. The show ends, and I just, hey... And you're like, oh, okay, and we gotta, and you talk, and I'm like, okay, right, and you get mad because I give one word answers for like the rest of the day.
Yeah, huh?
It's because I'm out of my allotted words for the day. I don't know why this is. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I'm glad there's finally a study.
Why women talk more than men. A protein gene called FOXP2.
There you go. It's scientific, so it must be real.
It's essential for production of speech, apparently.
Ah.
And young girls are found to have 30% more of this protein in their brains.
In most people.
Most people. What does that mean?
Well, I think I've got a pretty good amount of that.
You have a
stuff.
Lot of that.
Yeah. Static!
Hey, guys.
Morning!
You know, from listening to the show for some time, it sounds like you don't talk much once you get off the show because you're on your... technology.
Ah, this is true.
Mm.
This is true.
Maybe.
Yeah, all right. Static. Ah, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Is it because I'm on my phone or because I'm on...
Technology, but also because you, sir, love to be the center of attention.
Oh! What? No!
And if there is no one in the room that you really care about being the center of attention for, you just don't talk.
Wow.
So,
are you serious right now?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
It's okay.
No, it's
okay.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yesterday, actually, speaking of technology.
Technologic.
I was done with work. I jumped in the car, got home, and my beautiful wife said, hey, we should go take care of some groceries. I said, yay.
That sounds amazing.
So I jumped in the passenger seat. And about 2 minutes later, she said, hey, unplug from the Matrix. Because I was staring at my phone. Because I lasted all of like 30 seconds. Hi, guys, I haven't seen you all day. How was your day? Good? Okay, cool. Instagram. And that was it.
Yeah.
So I think I need to take like a technological fast or something. Or
okay.
Just get away from it when I'm not working. Because when I'm working, I need it.
Yeah?
I need it.
Of course.
I absolutely can't live without it.
I know.
Like that.
Obviously.
I don't know. I just really enjoy my iPad and stuff. It's very helpful for shows, for the morning show.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
This is where I'm supposed to talk.
Yep.
Good morning. Because apparently, women talk way more than men.
According to a scientific study.
Yes. So apparently,
but that's not the case with us.
No, it's not the case with us. You and I talk each morning for 4 hours, but it's mostly you.
Uh-huh.
And so you are now trying not to... not to talk, so that I can lead.
This is really difficult.
I know. Especially because you're paying attention to it. So, you're doing stretches in the studio now? Is this happening?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to give one word answers so that your words always at least triple mine.
I'm going to give one word answers so this... that was 12 words.
Cool. You just added them back onto you then.
Okay.
By saying them.
And here we go. I'm not going to do this. Okay, hold on. I'm going to flip this open. What are we going to talk about? We are going to talk about... Okay. Lay's potato chips.
What? Non-com!
I'm not saying that they're good or bad. These are facts.
Ah.
They have come out with different flavors. Chicken and waffles.
Stop it right now.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Gross.
Also, sriracha.
Dude, chicken and waffles on its own sounds gross to me. I've never had chicken and waffles.
It's like a thing at restaurants. They have that as like on the menu.
Steve,
chicken and waffles.
Yeah, it is. We were just at a friend's house this week, and we brought we made pancakes for our small group.
Uh-huh.
Had bacon and green chili in the pancakes, and they were like, "That's cool." We had waffles and chicken that they made. Not
weird.
How do those go together? Like, do you just put the chicken on top of the waffles and then pour syrup all over
it? I guess so. I mean, haven't you ever put, like, honey on your carne adobada?
No. No, that sounds awful.
That's
really,
actually really,
really
good.
Glazed ham sounds awful to you?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that, little known fact, I don't like honey.
Okay, wait, Steve-O.
Wow.
Wait, Steve-O.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Mitch. Look at me.
Yes.
Who would you guess is the professional eater?
That's not fair, Stever. That's not fair.
Honey and carne adobada.
I don't like honey.
Wow. All right. Static. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, those chicken and waffle chips.
Yes.
Disgusting?
They're different. They have a really strong maple smell.
Ugh.
And they taste just like waffles.
I don't...
But no chicken?
No.
I don't taste a whole lot of chicken in them.
That's weird. I don't know if I can handle that.
Me either.
Thanks for the call,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
I love that he's already tried them, though.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of them. Static.
So, the chicken and waffles. If you want to find out and experience the chicken and waffles for yourself, there's a great place near Montgomery and I-25. A little place called Nexus Brewery. And they serve food. You can get your chicken and waffles there.
Wow.
See for yourself.
All right.
They're delicious.
Oh, okay.
They hand make the waffles and bread the chicken. It's great.
Is it like rotisserie chicken or like extra crispy Church's chicken?
it's not extra crispy, but it's fried chicken.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Fried chicken and waffles. I don't know, man.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, so yeah, there's that. The chicken and waffle chips, potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, gross. They also have sriracha.
Mm-hmm.
Which... I wonder, because you like sriracha.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like those chips?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make you talk more than me.
Okay, I'm asking you a question.
Here's what I would do with those, because for me, sriracha, I pour it all over my hash browns. Sriracha?
I'll say sriracha.
Whatever. The R is silent. I just say sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha! I pour that on my hash browns.
Yeah, it's
on Saturdays.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So maybe you crumble up the potato chips and throw them on top of your hash browns.
That's disgusting.
I love crispy hash browns.
Okay.
It gives the extra crunch to your hash browns.
Ugh. I don't think I could... No.
Static!
Okay, so first of all, I thought you said Sri Lanka, and I'm like, okay, I wonder how that tastes.
What is sriracha?
Yeah.
It's like a hot sauce that you mostly get at like Thai or Japanese restaurants. It's that deep red bottle that you're like, what is that? And then you don't ever try it.
Smells like atomic fire.
It smells like peeing in the bathroom.
Yeah. True story.
All right.
Static.
Yeah, hey, I was in Thailand this past November, and we found a bag of Lay's, but it had the Thai script. We could recognize it, and it was nori. It was seaweed flavor.
Oh, no.
So everything there is same, but different. And we could tell it was a Lay's bag. And then when I get back, I go to Costco, and there's some kind of chips there that are sushi nori flavor. I go, no, that's just wrong.
That's
it tastes
gross.
Pretty good. I'm not a big sushi fan. I've been there, done that. I'm not a big sushi fan, but the nori ice chips were pretty decent.
Now, you see, I love sushi. However, sushi
not
flavored
on a potato chip.
Chips, no thank you.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, they have, like, chips, different flavors based on where you're at. Like, I know in Canada, they have ketchup-flavored chips, and people love them.
Really?
Yeah. Like, people are all about them. And another one that they just came out with, cheesy garlic bread. I'm okay with that one.
Potato chips, though. This is all fake flavoring on a chip.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You're eating a chemical that is made to taste like something you already love. Why can't you just eat buffalo wings? Like, I've seen those, like, loaded baked potato, like, buffalo wing chips. I'm like,
what about salsa verde? Why can't you just eat some salsa?
Right!
Okay, but I'm not going to.
I'm just saying. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Just saying that the cheesy garlic bread, out of all of those, probably the only bearable one.
If you could invent any potato chip flavor, what would you want on your potato chip?
Okay. Let's see. I would want to mix, honestly, I have two that are my favorite that I like to eat together.
Okay.
The salsa verde and Cool Ranch. That's so good.
No, but it's got to be something different.
Okay.
What's your favorite meal?
My favorite meal?
Yeah, like what's your favorite food? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, sushi, but I'm not having that on my chips.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
You wouldn't want like a wasabi potato chip?
No. Oh gosh, no.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It sounds like my eyes just started burning. That's what happened.
My wife once got wasabi coated, was it peanuts or something like that?
Pistachios, no.
Yeah, there you go. I think it was. I don't remember. Static!
I had an interesting experience yesterday at an ice cream shop. There was a chocolate-covered pretzel caramel ice cream flavor.
Whoa.
It was the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted in my life. It was like salty ice cream, and the guy that was there with me was like, let's get it. And I was like, why would we want to do that to ourselves?
Right.
Well, you know what? It's like horrible. It's a hit or miss with that stuff, because at the Bucks, they have the salted hot chocolate.
Oh, gross.
So good.
No.
So
I feel
good.
Like they're just mashing stuff together now. It's all going to be in pill form eventually. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
This sound actually pretty gross.
I'm telling you. Static.
Hey, man, they need to have a steak potato chip with like A1 sauce seasoning powder or whatever on it.
Dude.
Okay, that sounds good. We actually had some of those chips sort of like that brought to us, remember? They're like...
With A1 sauce?
No, it wasn't steak. It was bacon.
Oh, yeah, that's totally different.
It's not as good as steak, though.
Yeah, steak, like A1, maybe some Worcester sauce.
But that means the steak isn't that good if you have to put A1 all over it.
Yeah, but with Worcester, you actually like can marinate and like get that to where when you grill it, that's how it comes out.
And then you just eat the chip.
Pour stuff all over.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay,
saying. I like your style, bro. You too. Static.
I recall Mitch eating pork chops and milk, so...
Gross.
I don't know what she's
pork chops and what?
Pork chops milk. And milk?
Yeah, why isn't that bad? Why is that bad?
That's gross.
Thank you, Steve. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Why is that gross?
Pork chops and milk? Are you kidding me? That's gross.
Okay. I don't know.
Like, you would dip the pork chops in milk?
I eat the pork chop. I drink some milk. What is your problem?
Static.
Yeah. My mom, she went to Rebel Donut, and she got a chocolate-covered donut with potato chips on it.
Potato chips? Like just regular original flavor potato chips?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but...
It wasn't that bad.
They're like experimental foods at this point. Thanks for the call. Static!
Hey, first of all, sushi is nasty.
Oh,
wrong crowd to say that to. Open can of worms, done. I love sushi.
You just need to go with somebody who knows.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Seriously, sushi reminds me of that scene in Lord of the Rings when Gollum pulls the fish out of the water and bites it.
That's not, that okay, sushi, amazing. That's sashimi. Sushi isn't always raw. Sashimi is raw.
Yeah, but
anyway,
sushi can be raw.
What I was going to say is, have you ever seen those packs of gum in gas stations that are really weird flavor?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Cherry pie flavor or
apple
pie. Yeah.
Ice cream, biscuits
and gravy, mashed potatoes.
That does not make your breath smell good.
No, it does not. No, it does not.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Wait, I'm telling you, it's like Willy Wonka took over.
Are you
over.
Sure he was done?
Static.
I think that they should make a green chili cheese and lime potato chip. That'd be awesome.
Green chili cheese. That sounds amazing. Will you add lime to any, like, I know Hot Cheetos does that.
Dude,
yeah.
So good.
Good. I am so hungry right now. Unbelievable. Thanks for the call. Oh, green chili cheese and lime?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Static.
Hey, I was thinking maybe Atomic Fireball.
Oh, dude. Remember Atomic Fireballs?
Yeah, I always had a big bin of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
In a chip?
Yeah, but why not just have an Atomic Fireball?
Last longer, too.
You get to enjoy it for longer.
So we could have sweet chips, too. Well, in that case, like a blueberry muffin chip.
Gross, dude.
Chocolate, wow. Chocolate chip.
You started her on a new trend. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Not pork chops and milk, but it's pork chops and applesauce.
Okay, ooh, yeah. My mom always served that.
I've never tried that.
My mom always served that to me.
And then for breakfast.
With milk.
For breakfast, toast with applesauce spread over it and then bacon on top.
That's yum, dude.
I'm so hungry.
That sounds so good.
I'm so hungry.
Toast with applesauce and bacon? Are you kidding me?
That's like a my mom breakfast. That's what she gave me.
Love it. Have you ever had apple butter?
Yes, I love apple butter. I have a huge thing of apple butter in my fridge.
So good. I went to one of the like local farmers markets, got the like local apple butter scene. The apple butter scene out here is pretty decent, bruh.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Have you guys ever tried French fries and cotton candy?
French fries and cotton candy together?
Dude, that just sounds awful.
Yeah.
The only place I can imagine.
French fries and cotton candy and... Like, it tastes so good.
Where did that come from? Who came up with this?
I was running a cross-country meet, and I was hungry. So we went to Golden Corral, and I saw the French fries and cotton candy. I just wrapped it together.
Dude,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
That you sounds, all right. Good job trying.
Yes.
You tried something new. Static.
Hey, I heard a song the other day. It's called Ships in the Night. Do you guys still play that on here?
By Carney?
Yeah.
Did you just think of that because you're hungry? Because we're talking about food and you thought of Carney Burritos and then you thought of Matt Carney and now you want to hear Ships in the Night?
I think that was...
Okay.
Pinpoint it.
Can do.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks. Paul in Houston says he tried a maple syrup and bacon cupcake. Oh.
That sounds all right. I'm not a huge fan of maple syrup.
He says he called it the purgatory because the bacon was awesome, but the frosting tasted like eating straight lard.
Ugh. Yeah, I can imagine.
Christy says French fries and Frosties. She loves that. Yeah.
I think it's good, too.
Ugh. Static!
I would like stuffed sopapilla.
Ooh, stuffed sopapilla chip?
Yes.
Wow.
What are you stuffing it with?
Beans, meat, cheese,
with everything.
Chili. Red chili.
Of course.
It have to be red.
Yeah, have to be red. Agreed.
No, I think it would be green.
Really?
Oh. I wouldn't buy that bag.
Uh-oh.
I'd buy the red.
Maybe you could do Christmas.
I think with green roasted red green chili.
That sounds so good.
That does sound good.
This is Mom Fernando.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, Mom.
I try to change my voice every time, but you guys always
hit me. We know it.
You don't have to change your voice. We love you.
We love you, too. Bye.
All right, bye, Mom. Mom Fernando, everybody. Static. Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hi, hi,
oh,
hey.
Hi.
I was just going to say that I've tried those sriracha chips.
Are they good?
They're amazing. They're like addicting.
Oh, okay, so it's like at first you're like, oh, I'll try another one, and then you've eaten
the whole bag.
Lower your standards just a bit, and then all of a sudden again, the whole bag's gone.
Lower your standards?
That's what I do.
She lowered her standards.
That's what I do for hot.
You apologize to her.
That's what I do with those Flaming Hot chips. The Flaming Hot.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like those until I start eating them.
Wow. And apologize.
It's too late.
Apologize.
To apologize.
It's never too late.
It's
to apologize.
Too late. It's too
Thank
late.
You so much for calling. Wow. Just before 9 o'clock, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to be hanging out with our dear friend Jarrett, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this whole Jedi Academy.
Okay.
I need to join it.
Okay.
I wonder if he knows people who knows
he
people.
Probably doesn't.
He's got to. He's from San Francisco. They all know each other.
Know each other, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's only like, what, a gajillion people that live there?
Yeah, he's got to know them all.
Yeah, we'll talk to him. On the way back, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Civil Twilight. Song called River. Kicking off your 9 o'clock hour. Static Radio. Good morning. It is time for Theology Thursday. On Thursday,
woo!
Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater joining us in the stewed.
It's about dang time.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Good to have you, my friend.
Sorry about that.
Oh, thank you.
You know.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
which is where you happen to be from.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we don't even really call it San Francisco. We call it the city.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the city.
You don't call it San Fran?
No, we don't.
I love Full House.
You like that show. Yeah,
you don't call it the city by the bay?
You know, the city by the bay, according to Steve Perry, of course, he does.
Yeah.
You know, from Journey.
Of course.
But it is the city. That's what we call it there.
Yeah.
So if you're from Cali, you know what I'm talking about.
Or is if you want to sound like it.
Well,
I've never been to San Fran. Or is it just Cal?
First of all,
it's mid-Cal.
Well, you know, to represent Northern California, right, it is much different than Southern California. Matter of fact, the people are different, too.
So is it NoCal?
NoCal.
It is?
NorCal.
NorCal?
Yeah.
It's not mid-Cal?
Not mid.
Isn't it, like, kind of in the middle?
Well, you know, actually
I've never
it is,
been.
But it's NorCal. They call it NorCal.
To someone who is directionally challenged, this is so boring.
North, south, east,
Sorry,
west.
Sorry, man.
Whatever.
Wow. Man.
Actually, that reminds me.
Yeah.
The crazy thing, as I was driving in this morning, I think I was sharing with you, I looked over to the right after driving down Paseo Norte, and I see this horse lay down in a field, and it's all muddy and snowy, and the horse actually is rolling around like a dog.
I love it!
That is awesome, man.
You don't see that in NorCal.
No, you don't see dogs rolling around, or I should say horses rolling around like dogs, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You see other things.
My only references to San Francisco are Full House and The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never been myself. But apparently, no, just the movie The Rock, which was, in Alcatraz, but do they really call it The Rock?
They do. Oh. They call it The Rock, yeah.
Good to know. I thought Sean Connery made that up. That's real?
Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, it
never
is awesome.
Been to San Fran.
Oh, man.
Ever.
Alcatraz is awesome.
I know my wife always wanted to go out. She's always talking about shopping on Haight Street or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah,
and
Haight
and
Ashbury, yeah.
There you go.
All I know...
That's where the hippie movement started.
Going out
started
to, like,
right
the
there.
Real Knob Hill or whatever.
Yeah. Really, all I know about it is what I've seen from Full House and that there's trolleys everywhere.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's it.
So well, it's like Coruscant.
They call them cable cars,
right?
Oh, whatever. Cable cars? Cable cars. I'm sorry that there's cable cars everywhere.
Hey, I do want to say, are you wearing Levi's this morning?
Those are corduroy for
sure.
Oh,
okay. Well, I wore Levi's this morning.
Like, no, I don't know.
And incidentally, you know what? San Francisco, Levi's, they were invented there, you know.
Oh,
during the
really?
Gold Rush. Yeah, for the miners. You know the story.
I didn't know that. No, I don't.
I did not.
Sure don't know the
Levi's
story.
Levi's were invented?
Oh, and Levi's were invented in San Francisco. That's right.
All right. What are you doing?
Streets of San Francisco.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
There you go. See, there you go.
Perfect. Thank
okay,
you,
so they were made there? I didn't know that.
Well, yeah,
why
they
do
were
I know?
Invented. And matter of fact, I got a few other fast facts for you.
Really?
Irish cream coffee.
Yes.
Invented there, of course.
Ooh.
Like real Irish cream, though, so probably couldn't have that for breakfast here.
See, San Francisco has these quadrants of the Irish, the biggest Chinese population in a single city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the Italian district, you got the, of course, all these different districts.
I didn't know this.
So apparently this is a place I need to go.
Yeah. Apparently we all need a visit.
I found out, that they've got the Jedi Academy there.
They do.
Apparently, so I
have
need to go
heard
out
of it?
There.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Are you kidding me? It's the Jedi Academy. Who hasn't heard of the Jedi Academy?
George Lucas, come on. He went to Downey High School in Modesto.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know any of this stuff.
You got graffiti.
I don't know real life
American
things.
Graffiti. Okay. It was primarily filmed up in Petaluma.
Okay.
You know, north of San Francisco. Skywalker Ranch is in that area where George Lucas has his studios and such, and also on Treasure Island. And also in San Francisco. So George Lucas is all around there, of course. Big
so
fans. Big
guy.
Fans.
Oh, huh. I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, let me add this.
All right.
I asked my bride, Trisha,
yeah.
to marry me under the bridge of San Francisco.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's right.
Like the
Did
bridge?
Start,
oh, yeah.
Did
the
you start
bridge.
Singing?
The Golden Gate.
Did
you know
start
the song?
Singing
Come on
red,
now.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Under the bridge downtown. It's where I do the bed.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably not really about getting engaged. That's
no.
a really gnarly
no.
song
That's
about like
song.
Drugs and
probably.
Awfulness.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
You should have hit play when that happened. Yeah, you could have done that.
Well, you know, behind me was Ghirardelli chocolate from San Francisco.
Ah,
and
yes.
As you look
Is that
out,
really how you say it?
How do you say
Ghirardelli.
It?
Ghirardelli.
How do you spell
Shut
it?
Shut up.
How do you spell it?
It's Ghirardelli.
Yeah, that's right.
Ghirardelli?
Yes.
Wow. This whole time I've been saying it wrong.
We've been saying
Mitch,
it wrong.
You did it right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Steve.
Hey, I want to see. You said under the Golden Gate you proposed, but Ghirardelli was behind you.
Well,
so
it
wouldn't
was
that be the Bay Bridge?
No. Actually,
or were you at Port Point?
Well, you know where.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll go.
Point. Right there is the park.
Okay.
You know, Steve.
Okay.
And then as.
Oh, and by the way, Steve-O.
Yeah. See, he knows.
Starfleet Academy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Starfleet Academy is in San Francisco. It's in San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
That I did know.
That's so
mostly because I just watched the new Star Trek J.J. Abrams.
Did you guys know that the bridge is too long to paint?
I do.
And also that...
Too long to paint. No,
it's
they
not
paint.
Too long to paint. They paint it all the time.
That's right.
Wow. Wow,
By the
Mitch.
Time they finish it, they
An
start
important
it again.
Tourist spot in San Francisco is the Golden Gate Bridge. It was established in 1937.
Very good.
How many people died making the Golden Gate Bridge, Mitch?
At least 10.
Wow.
At least 10.
Wow.
A day.
You're not wrong.
10 a day?
You're not wrong. I don't know how many.
How many?
I don't know.
San Francisco people? You guys are all...
I wouldn't know the answer to that. No.
Okay. Okay.
I do know where there's a good coffee shop there, though.
there is a coffee shop for everyone in San Francisco.
Yeah. But the coffee shop
what?
Is actually Blue Bottle
you
Coffee.
You can't say that.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
not cops.
Oh, that's right.
We're in Albuquerque. Is that okay?
No, I don't know.
There's also Pete's Coffee in Berkeley.
There's plenty of attractions
plenty.
For... Is it really, like, hilly?
Oh, yeah, there's like
that, huh?
Well, according to Mitch, there's 43 hills in San Francisco. It's 49 square miles, and it's basically, yeah, it's all on hills.
It's only 49 square miles, and there's a gajillion people?
Oh, 800,000, close to a million.
Wow.
Wait. The steepest street? Steepest street?
No clue.
Come on, Garrett.
Say that five times. I would say Lombardi.
No, Lombardi. It's the crookedest.
Oh, that's
yeah, right. Lombardi is the crookedest street, actually. It says that right here.
Lombard.
Yes.
Steepest, I think, is 22nd.
Oh, yeah. What's great is when you drive on those.
Oh, wait a second.
You go flying, hills, man.
Oh, with the stick shift. That's great. You blow out a clutch just one day visiting the city, so it's good stuff.
Lombard. Yeah. Okay, actually, fact, Lombard Street is not the crookedest street, as is popular thought to be.
Oh?
It is Vermont Avenue. The notorious Alcatraz Federal Prison Island is located in San Francisco Bay, where Al Capone spent 5 years.
Okay.
It was closed in
what
1963.
Yeah. Wow.
No. Yeah, everyone drives over there.
Yeah.
Is this Theology San Francisco?
I don't know.
I'm just
Theology
saying,
Thursday.
I looked up facts and
there you go.
Google provided.
All right. It is Theology Thursday on Thursday.
That's right.
We got Jared from Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater. You are no longer... Is it interesting because isn't Knob Hill in San Francisco? And now you're working in Knob
right.
Hill in Albuquerque?
Yeah, it's kind of
you
bizarre.
You can't escape.
No.
Oh, so that's not original?
But you know... No. Hey, you should know this, being in New Mexico.
Okay.
California, of course, established as a state, they named the majority of what you have here, a lot of your mountain ranges, city quadrants, and all that, from San Francisco.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Now you do.
I don't know these things. I had no idea.
We're just a bunch of copycats.
Juan Tabo, actually. He founded San Francisco. That's where that...
He's lying.
Is that the guy that was on the Colombian coffee?
Yes. You know, Wanchabo.
With the little donkey.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. And his cousin Eubank. Yeah. They were big time San Francisco people.
I thought that was San Pedro.
No, that's Eubank. Was San it? Pedro? Come on, that's St. Pedro.
I thought it was
right,
Saint,
his brother.
St. Francisco.
No, St. Pedro.
Oh, St. Pedro.
San Pedro.
San Francisco's
Saint,
brother.
I know so much history,
Saint
you guys.
Jeter?
If you don't study in school, just listen to the show. We've got all the
everything you need.
Knowledge you need. We're like Sesame Street. Yeah. We really are. We just bring you all the knowledge.
The number for the day?
47.
No. Number
23.
No.
9.
Close.
19.
No.
I'd say
8.7.
This isn't even the right piece of paper.
I don't even know what you're looking for.
Number for the day, 26.
Oh, okay.
It's the years it took for someone to find an Easter egg, secret message hidden in the Atari version of Donkey Kong.
Ah.
Easter egg was the initials of the programmer who created the Atari 400 version of the popular video game.
Wow.
26 is the number of the day.
26 years?
Mm-hmm.
It took somebody to find that?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So there you go, the number of the day, 26. I don't know what that means.
We're not
means.
Talking about Sesame Street anymore.
Static!
Hey, I have a question for Pastor Jared.
Yes.
In Frisco, do you know about, every month when the bikers get out and clog the roadways?
I don't, but I have, you mean the beta breakers when the
yeah.
Road goes on? Yeah, if that's what you're talking about, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pastor Jarrett.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact,
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna go.
You need to just get back over here and ask.
Can you play the
questions?
Song from the way to San Jose? Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. We don't have to talk about San Francisco
all
anymore.
Day. That's right. Okay.
We just spent 14 minutes on San Francisco.
It is 9:15, which means it is time for
traffic.
That's right.
The traffic lights are still not working on Lomas at Louisiana, so caution there. Also, construction work Wantabo at Central.
The founder of San Francisco.
Right. We're moving on, actually. Transitioning from San Francisco to Albuquerque right now.
All right.
And also, bridge repair Montano Road Northwest at Culture. Anything else? No?
That's your look at traffic?
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We're talking with Pastor Jarrett, and the phone lines are blowing up, so I'm just curious. Right. I'm going to answer them.
Okay.
All right, do it.
Static!
Steve-O, Mitch, Jarrett, what's going on?
Hey,
guys. Not that I'm thoroughly entertained here, but this is some really good theology.
I thought so, too.
Thank you. That's what I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Static!
Hey, so I had a question for Pastor Jarrett.
Does it have to do with San Francisco?
No, it's actually a theological
Woo!
Question.
All right. I'll take it.
I'm taking a history of origins class with Liberty University.
Yes.
What's your thought on the 6,000-year theory for a creationist?
You know, I would say, I know there's different views. I happen to believe that it was an actual literal 24-hour period. There are some, ideas that time was warped in a certain way and more like a vortex kind of thing.
Or
and
the
that
gap
stretched
theory.
It. Well, yeah, that's a whole different thing.
I know.
But yeah, I'm familiar with that. And I would say, you know, there are some interesting theories now developing, I think, that are really challenging some things as far as what had the speed of light and time and such. But, I would say, you know, I still stick to the 6 day, but there is a theory that it could be both, that there's a longer existence between what we know as time. And it's perspective of looking back upon those 6 days from our perspective versus being there actually on that first day of creation.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that is a good question, actually, because I was reading about, you know, the Higgs boson or the Higgs, you know, the God particle. They were talking about that. And I was reading an article yesterday, actually, about how they are saying it's dooming the universe because according to this particle, this everything, they're fast forwarding through and basically taking it to its logical conclusion that, oh, wait, that means with this energy that it's going to run out and we are all going to perish. Of course, it's like they say millions of years from now
that
the universe will, you know, cease to be. But yeah,
dude, that was a good question there.
That was excellent.
People, yeah. I know many Christians who argue that one. Well, back and forth and back and forth.
Well, one of the key things I think when you do think about the 24-hour day period and the whole issue of the fall, of course, is that death couldn't have entered until the fall, and therefore it can't be elongated time. And could it be the possibility of both again? Because without touching that, knowing that death is a result of the fall, so it keeps it to that 24-hour period. Because you can't have geological records that have fossilization until there is death and so forth. So there's some interesting theories out there. I say read Genesis 1 and just trust the Lord on those days and just go from there. So
yeah, all right.